The cases of CIA worker Valerie Plame Wilson, nuclear scientist Wen-Ho Lee, and the Balco steroid scandal have one thing in common: reporters who refuse to give up their confidential sources. This week, news analyst Daniel Shore says you can add another case to that list.
Well, it looks as though here we go again with a First Amendment confrontation about sources. 2 years ago, Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter James Risen wrote a devastating book about the CIA and the Bush administration. It was called State of War. Most devastating of all, a chapter about the CIA and Iran titled A Rogue Operation. In stunning detail, it reported the story of how a CIA officer had sent a high-tech message to the wrong agent in Iran, with the result that a double agent was able to identify every spy the CIA had in Iran. The CIA had to advise the White House that it had no idea whether Iran was on the way to becoming a nuclear power. The book told also of Operation Merlin, a failed attempt to send Iran down the wrong path by having a defector deliver the wrong design for a nuclear weapon, and then an abortive plan to detonate a device that would knock out the power grid of Iran's nuclear complex. One can imagine that the CIA was enraged at this enormous leak. There was a referral to the Justice Department, which has been investigating for 2 years, apparently without result. And so, finally, in frustration, the effort to make the reporter tell who it was that exposed the agency's colossal failure. And so James Risen has been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia, on this Thursday. Risen's lawyer, David Kelly, says that Risen is going to stand by his commitment of confidentiality to his sources. Whether he will refuse to appear or will appear and refuse to testify about his sources, that is not clear. But it begins to look like one more in the increasing number of cases of officials using the threat of a contempt citation to force reporters to divulge their sources. Another Times reporter, Judith Miller, spent 85 days in jail in 2005 until she said her source agreed to waive confidentiality. Some 30 years ago, a congressional committee threatened me with a citation for contempt, which happily was not pursued, so I cannot pretend to be neutral on this issue. But let me simply express my conviction that when a reporter cannot protect his or her sources, then investigative reporting dries up, and the public is the first casualty. Would you rather not know about the catastrophic failures of our spymasters? This is Daniel Shore.